It'll be chillier and windier today, ahead of a mix of sun, clouds, and rain through the weekend. Wind advisory will be in effect from 10 this morning until 7 this evening. We'll get to the latest virus update, but first, an update on the Mississippi River. It's 2.6 feet above flood stage in the Quad Cities this morning and rising. It's forecast to crest at almost 3 feet above flood stage tomorrow and stay there through the weekend before receding. In Dubuque, it's 2 feet above flood stage. It crested yesterday and is falling. And at Muscatine, it's 2.5 feet above flood stage and forecast to crest at 3 feet above flood stage Saturday. Of course, weekend rain could alter the crest predictions as they only take into account expected rainfall over the next 24 hours. We do have some scattered showers possible this afternoon, but rain is likely Saturday afternoon through midday Sunday. A third person in the Quad Cities has died from COVID-19, and local health officials are warning young and middle-aged adults to be careful. The person who died is a Rock Island County woman in her 70s who was in the hospital. Ed Rivers, director of the Scott County Health Department, reported 11 new confirmed cases now, bringing the total to 77 on that side of the river.
This is not just an illness that older adults are catching. 29% of the cases are in the 18 to 40 age range. And we're finding many more in the middle-aged adult age groups. In fact, based on the positive cases received, cases reported for the younger adult and middle-aged adult are both higher than the number of cases in the older and the elderly age groups.
Scott County residents who are 61 to 80 years old make up 14% of the confirmed cases, and those 81 and older only 4%. The entire state of Iowa is reporting similar percentages. Rivers is pleading with people of all ages, stay home, limit trips, follow all the guidelines that the health departments have been pushing for the past several weeks. Also yesterday, Rock Island County Health Department reported 13 new cases, bringing the total confirmed cases to 73, so the total now for the Quad Cities is 150, with 2 deaths in Rock Island County, 1 in Scott County, and currently 13 people are in local hospitals with COVID-19. Statewide, Illinois reports another 1,529 cases have been identified. That brings the total to 15,078. 82 more deaths are reported, bringing that total to 462. Iowa reports 97 additional cases. The statewide total is up to 1,145. 1 more death was reported, bringing that total to 27. Regionally, from Dubuque County down to Knox County, the number is up to 363 identified cases. People, organizations, and businesses in the Quad Cities are joining forces to raise money for disaster relief. Herb Trix has more.
In this abnormal world, the Regional Development Authority in the Quad Cities is also changing its plans. Last month, it canceled its spring grant cycle and instead is supporting a disaster relief fund and local nonprofits that serve the most vulnerable. Matt Mendenhall, CEO of the RDA, says for the spring grant cycle, applications are normally due at the end of March. The board would approve grants in mid-May, and checks would be sent out by early June.
And so when we looked at what was going on, we knew that was going to be too far in terms of getting the money out to people. So we decided to cancel the spring grants so that we could respond more quickly to what the need was.
And besides, there were only 3 completed applications when they decided to cancel, compared to a typical spring when the RDA would get 80 to 100 applications. It would fund about half of them, totaling $1.2 million. Mendenhall says the RDA also has less to give out, since its own funding source, the Rhythm City Casino in Davenport, has been closed since March 17th. It donated $100,000 to the Quad Cities Disaster Recovery Fund after the Community Foundation asked for a matching grant.
That was something we wanted to do to kind of set the pace and, you know, to say to other funders, this is an important thing to do in a unified way.
On March 27th, the RDA granted $215,000 for 10 local agencies that help vulnerable people in the community based on requests from the Community Foundation.
We won't have any new dollars to grant until the casino reopens. So basically, when we look at the arts organizations, it's really traumatic because, you know, those are such important organizations.
The Scott County Regional Authority, which is funded by the Isle Casino in Bettendorf, has postponed its grant cycle, also focusing on pandemic relief, with the applications due by May 1st. I'm Herb Trix.
And you'll find a lot of information about COVID-19 at our website, wvik.org. Just follow the COVID-19 link at the top of the page.